Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. There's been a lot of justified skepticism and outright worry about letting AI have too much control over our lives. And as you know, I'm one of those people who is worried about what could happen if AI is left to its own devices and or given too much free rein to dominate the economy and aspects of daily human life. I have said before that I think if AI is allowed to take away too many jobs, then you're going to have a lot more people dependent on the government and therefore more easily controlled by the government because they depend on it for their survival. I'm not saying that all people who collect benefits from the government are mindless or anything like that. Obviously, anybody with a brain knows that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that when the government can control whether you receive money to buy food or the food itself, and whether you have a roof over your head, and other just basic necessities, then they have a lot more control over you, especially if they neglect the limited government principles set forth in the Constitution. Because if they do, if they just run roughshod and claim absolute power, then they could decide at any moment that you're not going to get those things anymore. They can shut the spigot off. I said that in a previous episode. And so my concern then is that if too many jobs are replaced by AI, then you're going to have more and more people who don't have a job and thus are then dependent on the government because, unfortunately, partially due to the amount of taxes people pay and due to the bystander effect created by decades of having a safety net, but also just due to the fact that people aren't made of money and donations can only go so far if everybody doesn't chip in, which they don't. All of those factors mean that charities and churches are limited in how much support they can give to people who don't have a source of income like a job, which would then mean that more people would become dependent on the government through existing programs and possibly the creation of new ones. You know that I think all of that about AI. You know that I also think that if people become too reliant on technology, it cripples them. They use it as too much of a crutch. So then when it doesn't work or they don't have it or whatever, or it's taken away by, you know, losing it in a fire, or if we had a big solar storm like some are saying we will, and that just paralyzed the whole internet, it would leave a lot of people in a very tough spot because they've become so reliant on technology. I don't know if I've actually said that before or not, but I know I've said it in regular conversations, so if I haven't said it on here, I've at least said it in some capacity. I don't think that technology is without use, obviously, but I do think that people rely on it too much, especially with smartphones and social media and AI now. And so, you know, I think all of that. However, I am going to propose one possible use of robots that could be helpful, and one where they could be potentially teaming up with humans rather than replacing them. You've already heard of medical institutions using AI, or even theoretically considering using AI to help the doctors and help the radiologists to diagnose a problem. I'm going to propose something very similar, and I genuinely don't think I've ever heard this proposal made by anybody else, and I just thought of it today. So I'm still kind of fleshing out some of the little details of how it would work if it was ever implemented. So what is this proposal, you may ask? Well, we could put robots on the border with the Border Patrol agents. That way, if somebody comes across the southern border, I'm sure they could come across the northern border too. We could put these on both borders, but you more often hear about it on the southern border because of people coming from all over the place through Mexico. Anyhow, regardless of which border it is and where the people come from, because those are both beside the point here, what you could do is you could have robots that team up with the border patrol agents so that if somebody comes over the border and claims that they're in need of asylum, the robot could check the information the person provides and assess right then and there whether that person's case meets the legal asylum criteria, because it could include information about what is currently happening in foreign countries. That a human border patrol agent might not necessarily know, because if you're just an everyday agent, you're not going to know what's going on in 190 other countries around the world, many of which can be experiencing some form of political or religious chaos at any given time. And it often fluctuates. But if you had a robot that was powered by an AI and it was specifically tasked with keeping up with these things, well, then it could evaluate right then and there. And so then you would know, okay, we can let this person in or we can send them back. And you wouldn't have to waste time and energy and money sending them into the country and making them wait years to go into court to determine if their asylum case is valid when you knew from day one that it would not be. Now, you would still have to send the people to court if you did determine that they, at least as of right now, meet the factors determined by the legal asylum criteria. Like if the robot says, okay, this person's good to go for now, then you would release them. But it would lessen the amount of cases significantly. We currently don't have that problem very much because of what's being done on the border right now, but it would have been very helpful during the last administration when border crossings were all the way, the line to cross the border was all the way around the block, so to speak. So that could be helpful. And you could assign one of these robots to each agent. That way you never have to worry about having enough robots for enough people, really, because you could assign each robot to an agent. And then if that agent leaves, then that robot joins the common reserve. And then whenever a new agent joins, that robot gets assigned to him. And so you just have to switch users or something. I don't know about technology that much, but I would assume you could probably do that. And so that could be a potential solution. Now, I know there's going to be some flaws to this because if we're talking about the types of countries where people would actually meet the requirements for asylum, those governments are not known for being super cooperative with the US government or foreign governments in general. Looking at you, North Korea. North Korea, as we know, is a textbook case of a place where people fleeing from it would definitely meet the criteria for asylum, especially if they're Christians or have divergent political beliefs from what the regime would want them to believe. And I know that both of those are, you might say, well, to say that a North Korean defector has different political views than the Kim family is like saying the sky is blue. Okay, but you have to remember a lot of people, politics is not their main passion in life. A lot of people, no matter where they're fleeing from, or even just if we're talking about people in general who are not fleeing anywhere to go anywhere, if we're just talking about everyday people, there are a lot of people out there who politics is not their main passion. In fact, there's a lot of people out there, as you should know, who find it stressful. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to look at it. They hate it. So, if we're talking about defectors from any regime, not just North Korea, you have to remember that not all of them will be politically motivated. A lot of them will have economic motivations or a general desire to create a better life for their children, current or future. So that can make it more complicated. However, if somebody is a political dissident or a religious, somebody being persecuted for their faith, especially if it's the truth, Christianity, and they are fleeing from a regime that is known for persecuting religious and political dissidents, then they would be a textbook case. So then there wouldn't be much to worry about because then the robot would say, okay, this person, based on the information it's being fed right now, this person meets the criteria. Now, I also acknowledge that you could then have people who lie, who say they are from one of the countries that meet the criteria for a place where immigrants who are from there can seek asylum, and people can lie about belonging to a religious or political minority that's being persecuted. And as I said, governments that, especially in the types of countries that would meet this, would meet the criteria for asylum, they tend to not be very cooperative with foreign governments in general or the American government specifically. So it might be hard to know what is the true information about life in those countries. I understand all of that. However, I do think that this would be worth a shot. So thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and have a blessed day. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, Audible, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod. Note, I will not be on social media until after Easter. So I would actually right now prefer that if you have any questions, you would email me at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Sorry, I gave up social media for Lent, but when it's Easter, I will go on and check everything again. And I'll start putting the links to episodes on X because there's quite a few that I have not done that for yet because life has happened. And if you know anybody that may be interested, I would appreciate it if you'd pass this along. And I hope, again, that you have a blessed day and come back next time.